From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended a brief visit to Geneva Monday in an effort to try to salvage a two-month-old U.S.-Russian brokered cessation of hostilities weakened by fighting in Syria. He said Washington and Moscow have made progress in trying to contain the fighting, but the combatants must break off the hostilities.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos, and we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry, who met Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, said the U.S. and Russia will boost the number of Geneva-based ceasefire monitors. More than a week of violence left at least 250 civilians in and around the northern city Aleppo dead. De Mistura is in Moscow for talks Tuesday.
And the message will be exactly the same. I hope really that the message that we gave at the Security Council the other day, appealing to both the U.S. and Russia and the special team that we have, which is called the International Support Group, will be reinvigorating what has been a major achievement.
Meanwhile, the White House downplayed media reports of creating safe zones for civilians and the opposition, saying the U.S. would be reluctant to commit a large ground force to safeguard such zones. The United States and Senegal Monday signed a cooperation agreement to ease the deployment of U.S. troops to the West African nation so they can more quickly respond to humanitarian crises, natural disasters, or terrorist attacks. There are currently 40 U.S. military personnel in Senegal. The agreement sets out the rights and responsibilities of future U.S. access to Senegalese facilities for joint training and possible future deployments. This is VOA News.